Weiter in Shas, Mir and Bava Basa Dav Ayin Tes, bringing up about 10 lines down, next part of the Mishnah. Macher Ashpa, Macher Zazva Zivla. Someone goes and sells the Ashpa, the garbage, the dump. He also sold along with it the Zevel, the manure that goes along with it. Now, we're going to talk about what about situations when people go in there and Makdish something to the Beit HaMikdash, right? So those things, what comes along with them? Is there things that are attached to them? Like we have, like when you get rid, when you sell the pit comes along, the pit, the water comes. When you sell the garbage, the dump, it comes along with it, the zevel. So what happens when you're macked to something? Tanana, something we learned over there in the Mishnah and Mila, wah, 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 wah. So we just have to understand, firstly, three different levels of consecration. The first one is that a person consecrates something, they're macked to something to the base of Migdash. It could be, let's say, the highest level is, let's say, it itself can be used as a carbon, like an animal, there's no mum on it, or wine, or oil, or things like that can be used as a carbon itself. Next level are things that can be used, like, for the Bedek Abayis, things like materials, like metals, and things like that. And that's a second level, and that's also Mukdash. And the third level below that is something known as when you're Makdash, is something that has no Shaykhis then for the base of Mikdash itself, but you could use it in order to go ahead and sell it, and use the proceeds of that to go ahead and to use to buy carbonus or to you know, the upkeep of the base of Mikdash. So now, says the Gemara, anything with Mukdash that is meant to be used for the Mizbech and not used for fixing it up, Lebedek Abayis Lemizbech, or the opposite, Lebedek Abayis Lemizbech, right? So the first one, Mizbech, would be animals, not for Bedek Abayis. Then we have metals or things like that that are going to be for the Bedek Abayis, but not for the Mizbech. Lo Lemizbech for Lo Lebedek Abayis. That's the third level we spoke about. The things aren't for either of them, but you can use them in order for the proceeds. Molem Behen Ubamasha Besochan. These things are really to have the concept of Me'ila applied to them. Me'ila is when you misuse things that are for the Pesach Mikdash or Mukdash. Now you have to go and pay back it and a fifth of it, you know, to go to towards the base of Mikdash. Someone is over the Isser of Me'ila. You have to pay the benefit, the amount of the benefit that you have, and you have to add one-fifth. If you're bringing a certain carbon, right, known as Me'ila Asham, you know, because of the Aveira of, you know, of using stuff from the Beis HaMikdash. Ketzad, Frakta Gemara, how does this play out? Hikdash Bo Meleam Mayim, Bor, Hikdash Bor Meleam Mayim, someone will Makdash a Bor, a pit that's full of water, says Rashbam, Bor Mayim, Meleam Mayim, Meleam Mayim, Kisha Hikdash Lo Hisker Ella Esabor, who's only Makdash the Bor itself, the actual pit itself, Mayim Ru'in Lebedek Abayis, is something could be used for the Bedek Abayis, Lasos Tit, in order to make cement, Velomas Beach, Damim, Mechunasim Psulim, I'm sorry, the Mayim, my bad. But not for the Mizbeach, because Mayim Chunasim is gathered is pasul in Nisach HaMayim, is pasul for the water libations. V'gam ein madichin basar, carbonus, you can't use it to wash the carbonus, ela me'amas HaMayim shebazar, has to be from that, the water, the ditch, you know, the furrow that has the water going through it. In the Azara. So Hikdash Bor Meleah Mayim Ashbas Meleah Zevel, or if you have Ashba, a dump that was filled with manure, Shavuch Meleah Yonim, or the dovka that's filled of Yonim, full of doves, a Sadam Meleah, somewhere a field that is full of grass, Ilan Nasoi Paris, a tree that's filled with fruit, Molim Behemim Ashbazochon, your mole, it, and that which is inside of it, that which is attached to it, says Rashbam. Im Nana Mehem Shavapruta Kigon. Kigon, hitzniya chafatzavav b'bor. Let's say you hid your stuff in the bor. Ahori cham chavish shalmayim lekar. You put something in there to cool off. V'chein im tala chafatzav b'ilan. You hung your stuff on the tree. Unless in yodam b'shavach, you know, doves into the shavach. V'hiniach zvalo b'makom hashpasa. You put the zev over there. U'mashav esachon yovam mila, and that which is in it. Im nanim igufan sha'achal min ha'peres. You ate from the peres. U'min yodam u'min ha'mayim kidenafkalam b'mesachz b'ilan b'perka nehenem min ha'hektish te'bim. If you got enough from it, but things are tallish, you're not going to be over mila until you have ruined them in some way, shape, or form. Goes on the mission, says, I'll hake this boy, but if you mark this boy, and afterwards you filled up with water, so you're only mole with the things that you're marked this, but not things that are in it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Azag is locked, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'm marked this, son of a Seilan, molem behem ube gidu leyem. When you're marked this, a field or a tree, you're going to mark this, the things that are there and the things they and the stuff that are going to be growing from it are me'ilim and pnei shein gidulei hektish, because there are things that grow from hektish. Now, Tanya, we're learning to the Braisa. Oh, my Rebbe, nearing to Rebbe Yehuda, Babor v'Shovach. It appears to me that which Rebbe Yehuda is saying is correct when it comes to a bor and a shovach with a water pit and with a dove thing. You know, if the water comes in later, it's not going to be muktash, but if it's there at the time, it is going to be muktash. For Rebbe Yossi, who says that things that are going to grow from it, Besad of Elon. Hi, my, what did Rebbe mean to say when he said that? Bish, I'm nearing to Rebbe Yehuda, Babor v'Shovach. It makes sense when he says that. Mechlau, the polygus of Elon. It implies that Rebbe Yehuda is arguing with Rebbe Yossi when it comes to the field and the trees, and that even the stuff that goes afterwards is not going to become mukdash. Alandir to Rabbi Yossi b'sad of Elam, when it says that, he says by Elam b'sadeh mechad the polig b'bor shovach. Sounds like he's arguing when it comes to bor and shovach. Rabbi Yossi b'sad of Elam kamar, but doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yossi says his thing by a field or a tree. Says Rashbam behedya. He says explicitly if a bor v'shovach modile, he's a maskim to him. He's agreeing also. V'hachi have a lemeimer halachic Rabbi Yossi. This is what it should have said. The halacha is a Rabbi Yossi. Oro ani divrei Rabbi Yossi. I see Rabbi Yossi. Omiyo b'may deka amar. That which it says nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'bor v'shovach ikalak shuye inami d'hamash b'mechlad d'paligal Rabbi Yossi. B'bor v'shovach sounds like Rabbi Yossi is arguing by bor v'shovach. The kibbutz the mistefa parach la behedya. Since says that's true. Behedya tfei hach pircha gufa lo chayish. The Fruchim Rishas didn't have to go ahead and ask it from the Rishas. Says the Gemara, Vechitem. And if you want to say that maybe Rabbi Yossi holds, even in reference to a pit and the dovecote, and the reason he says his din only by a field or a pit is Lidvarv to Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, because he's saying his law as it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nah, it can't be Vatanya, because we're looking at a Braisa, another Braisa. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi said, Ein ani roa divreisha Rabbi Yehuda b'sad of Elon. I don't see Rabbi Yehuda's words in reference to a field or a tree, because it's Geduli Hektish. Rabbi Yossi's saying, b'sad of Elon hu deino roa. It's only by a field or a tree that he doesn't see what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Habavor v'shoch roa. But in reference to the pit or the dovecote, he does see what Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here, his logic. And he's going to be masking that the stuff of the boar or the shovach are not going to be mukdash. So the Braisa is therefore saying Rabbi Yossi is not arguing with Rabbi Yehuda's din in reference to the pit and the dovecote. So the second statement by Rabbi in the previous Braisa kind of doesn't make any sense. Right? Because he's saying Rabbi Yossi seems to be correct in the case of the tree or field, which means that Rabbi Yossi is saying his din, even reference to the pit and the shovach, and that's not the case. Says Gemara Hachikamer. This is what it means to say. Near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yossi b'bor v'shovach. The words of Yehuda are correct to Rabbi Yossi in reference to the bor and the shovach. Sha'af of Yossi lo nechach elav. Ella b'sad of Elon. He's only arguing with him the sad and Elon that those things that come afterwards are going to be considered muktash. But the other stuff he's agreeing with. Avobabor v'shovach modile. He's masking that the stuff that comes after the fact is not going to be muktash. Right? So everything's good and dandy. We all good. Tana rabba wa 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 non hik di shan rekanin v'achik nismalu. Let's say you were maktash, you think they're empty and then they became filled up. Molim b'em. Then you're over me'ila. V'ein molim b'mashab esochan. But you're not over the stuff that's in it. Right? Goes calling to Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, "Af malam b'mashem b'sochan." You're either going to be more of the things that are inside of them. But this Bryce didn't tell us what it's talking about. If you're talking about a bor, a shovach, a sadeh, an ilan, I'm a rabbi, machlokas b'sadeh b'ilan. The machlokas Tanakama, Rabbi Lazar, is talking about a field or a tree. The Tanakama savar la Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama is going like Rabbi Yehuda that the stuff of the field or the tree is not going to be meila. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon savar like Rabbi Yossi that it is going to be chayv meila. Avav b'bor v'shobach. When you're dealing with the water pit, we're dealing with the pit, or you're dealing with the dovecote. Devriakol molim hem veimolim b'mashesochan. You're only molim it, but not the things that are inside of it. Right, which goes according to the same idea with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. They're masking when it comes to that. Says Rashbam. Amar le'abaye ve'elohad d'tanya. What do you mean? How could you explain like that, according to what you're saying, and how are you going to explain that which we learned in a braisa? Hikadish and Malayan, that if you're makdish these things when they are full, molim behem mashab esolchan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, machlif, then you're going to be mol in them and the things that are inside of it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he switches the din and he says that in that case, then these things are not going to be mukadash. Beep, turn the page. I anticipate V'i b'sada v'ilan. If the machlokas on the camera, Rabbi Lazar is talking about a tree or a field. Amai machlif, why would Rabbi Lazar switch his din? Right? If he said in the first case that the fruit that grew in a tree after it was mukdash is going to be me'ila, then obviously if a tree has fruit when it's the time of mukdash, of course it's going to be chayiv and me'ila. Ella Maraba Machlokas Bor V'Shovach. The Machlokas in Tanakam Rabbi Lazar is talking about a bor and a shovach. When it comes to the dude, and Divrei Hakol Molim Behen
You mull on it and with the things that are inside of it.
And Matt's talking about whether the tree or the field were filled with the stuff when they were muktash, or even they were empty and it came afterwards. Both of them are going to be chayiv and me'ila. Or the case of the tree and the field that came filled after the fact, that's the machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda that we just saw in Amud Aleph. And Rabbah is assuming that Tanakam Rabbi Lazar go with Rabbi Yossi's opinion that the stuff is going to be chayiv me'ila, as opposed to Rabbi Huda's opinion that it's not going to be chayiv. Zag zog di Rashbam. So now the Gemara says, "Ubebor v'shovach berekadim b'may pligi." When you're dealing with the boar, the pit, and the shovach, the dovecote that was muktash, berekadim b'may pligi. When it's empty at the time of the muktash, and only later became filled up with water with the doves, and what exactly is a machlokas? Ubimilein. In other words, are we saying over there, berekadim b'may pligi? What exactly are they? Are they arguing over? Right, really, everyone should be masking the stuff that was not going to be Mila. Because Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda, right, both of them are masking that the water which comes into the pit and the doves that come afterwards, they're not going to be Mukdash. Ubimalayan, and even when they're filled up, at the time they're Muktashed, B'may Pligi, what exactly would be the Machlokas over there? Right, it would seem that everyone would say those things are Muktash. Birekanim. So the answer is, if they're rake, if they're empty at the time they're maktis, and later they became filled up, pligi beplukted Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. They're arguing, this Tanakam Rabbi Lazar, they're arguing in the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. The Tanakam Asavar like Rabbi Rabbanan. The Tanakam holds like the Rabbanan. Right, so Rishbam explains, Gabi Omer Leisha, Riatim Kudesh Asli, Amanash is Gaia. I'm going to be married to in condition I'm going to convert. Amanash is this Gaia where you'll convert. All right, there's a machlokas over there, Meir and the Chachamim. The guy says that you're married to me after I convert, or after you convert, or after I'm no longer a slave. In those type of cases, the Chachamim say that this type of thing doesn't work, because in each case, it's a davar shelo baliolam, right? And therefore, it doesn't work. I mean, Meir says, though, that even though it can't happen right now, it will work because it takes effect when that person actually becomes in a state where they can, when they actually become misgayer. This machlokas is not only by marriage, etc., right, and other things also. The chacham hold that you can't affect any sort of thing that's a davar shelo baliolam. And Meir says it would work. So please replicate the Meir Rabbanan. The Tanakam is like Rabbanan. Tanakam is like the Rabbanan. It's davar shelo baliolam. Therefore, it's not muktas, doesn't go along with it. Dami ina the mak davar shelo baliolam. Right. So therefore, nothing doing over here. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Meir. Dami adam mak davar shelo baliolam. You can't be mak to something which is not yet in the world. So he's going to say, if you're going to mak to something which is a pit, like an empty pit, then even the water is going to come after the fact, because that's the intention of that, what's going to happen from it. And therefore, it's going to be chayiv and me'ila, even the water comes in after the fact. Frank the Gemara is something we've dealt with in the past when Rabbi Meir speaks about this. Amar deshamet leil Rabbi Meir, when do we say this idea that davar shelo baliolam actually works? Kigon peres deka, let's talk about fruits of a palm tree. David did also something which is going to come, right? So it's expected it's going to happen. Hani, but these things, the water and the doves, mi yamadasa, who says that they're actually going to come into this thing over there, right? We know that, like, the fruit of the tree is going to come me'ila. It's going to come on its own, it's going to come. Who says water is going to go into the, who says the dove is going to go into the shovach? So if I wouldn't apply over here, Amarava Mishkachasa, I know we have a case, B'mayim Abayim Derech Chatzero Labor, where the water comes from the pit, it comes into the pit through the Chatzer, which is set up in a way, says Rashbam, and who came to here, Shabor Asa B'makam Midron D'memela Asu Labor. It's like on a slant at the end of the chatzer that the water is going to go through Mamela. For Yonam Abayim Derech Shovcha L'Shovach, talking about where you have doves, Muktash, if they are next to the other, there's another Shovach that's right near there, so for it makes sense, it's going to come. Says Rishbam, Derech Shovcha Samach L'Zeh, Devada Vididasa Yonam Anolodim L'Shovach Rekan Zeh. They're going to go there. That's just the norm. It's right next to it. And when the pit of the dovecote is filled at the time of Bimutas, what exactly is Machlok is there? Rava says, Kegon shehik this boar stam. I'm talking about a case where someone's makdish a boar without saying anything. He doesn't say that the water that's, you know, is including it. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Savala Kavua. He holds like Rav Shimon, who says that the stuff is not going to be Mila after the fact that the water comes in. He holds like his tater of Shimon, Damer Danin Din Gavoa Din Hedyut. So we go ahead and we learn out a din gavoa, the hektish from that of a hedyot. Meaning, a hedya is a regular case of going sale. We saw this earlier, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, that Rav Shimon is holding that you compare someone who's makdish something to someone who sells something. Just like someone who sells something does a bit Ayin Ra, right? He gives over only the thing that he's specifying. Also, the person who's makdish is makdish Ayin Ra, and he gives only the things that are specified. So, Madin, Hedyot, Matzi, Amar, that the seller can say, Beira Zabini Lach Mayalos, I sold you the boar, but I didn't sell you the water. Avdin Gavas, so Gavon, when it comes to Hektish, you say the same thing. Beira Akdish, Mayalo Akdish. I was only Makdish the boar, but I wasn't Makdish the Mayim that's coming along with it. And Vidin Hedyot Lo. In fact, hold on one second. You're telling me, Din Hedyot Lo, but then we learned in a Mishnah, Machar Boar, Machar Maimav. You're telling me that the water wouldn't go along with it when a hedyot sells it? But we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that if you sell the pit, you sold the waters also. In other words, the stam is, it does go with it. Our Mishnah is a das yachid. We don't go with it. The time runs in the Baisa. Machabor lo machamimav. Rav Nassan omer machabor machamimav. And our Mishnah is that. It goes like Rav Nassan, right? So the dinner of Elazar is explained by that, which is the one that we didn't say, which is the rove, that it does not go along with it. And with that, my friends, we come to a close. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.